What do you do when you're in a rush and God is not? I want to introduce you to a blessed in the Catholic Church, Blessed Sebastian of Aparicio, who will help answer that question for you by the witness of his life. He's an incorruptible, which means that when they exhumed his body, they found that it had not decayed. Actually, they found it had not decayed, and it smelled this sweet, sweet aroma. They buried him again, exhumed it again a couple years later, same thing. His body's in the church behind me. Doesn't look perfect, but for over 400 years old, man, he looks pretty dang phenomenal. Probably better than I'll look if I hit the age of 80. It's really cool. But to this guy's life and to the scripture where the Lord talks about the persistent widow. Blessed Sebastian moved to Mexico from Spain because he wanted to be in agriculture and work the fields. And he discovered after growing a lot of crops that there wasn't much infrastructure in this country. So this go-getter starts building roads, and he actually built the longest road in Mexico. This road is still being used to this day. Guys, this is in the 1500s. It's the road that connects Veracruz to Zacatecas. It goes through Mexico City, still in use. How awesome is that? But he became really rich because of this, because of these skills, because he's such a go-getter, and then became a really, really wealthy rancher. But here's the thing. For all his success, for all his wealth, the thing that wasn't panning out for him was his primary vocation. He longed to be married, and he just didn't meet the one. All right, here's a guy who's waiting and waiting on God. Lord, I'm in a rush. Where's the answer? Where's the lady? Aren't you in a rush? Can't you help me out? Throw me a bone. It didn't happen. He was over 60 years old, though, when finally it did. You might be watching thinking, please, God, don't make me wait that long. He's over 60 years old, meets a beautiful woman. They get married. And she died months later. Meets another woman years later. Again, he's a wealthy guy. I'm surprised it didn't pan out for him. He had everything going for him, but it just didn't. Like, there's the breakthrough. Like, Lord, let it happen. Met another woman. They fell in love, got married. She died months later. Here's the thing. It wasn't quite happening because God was calling him to something else all along. He was 72 years old when he discovered his calling as a Franciscan. Talk about waiting a long time on the Lord. 72, he enters the Franciscans, gives all his money to the poor, and he actually became known during his lifetime as the Angel of Mexico because of the amount of good that he did for the poor. People absolutely loved this guy, and for all his worldly power, he ended up having a humble job at his friary. He answered the door, that was his job, and he took care of the garden, and he just, you know, basically washed the feet of the poor and needy. And he's being reverenced to this day. He's a patron of people who drive cars, of automobiles. There's festivals in his honor here where people drive by in this square in Puebla and get their cars blessed on his feast day. He could have given up, but he didn't. What did he do? Okay, what can we learn from his life? Number one, guys, don't abandon the plan of God and don't stop obeying him when it's not panning out as quickly as you'd like. And I've seen this pan out, play out in the lives of countless young adults who want to meet the one, for instance. And it's not happening, so what do? They abandon their faith, they compromise, they meet someone who's clearly not the right guy, they go to a bar and they sleep around. And they think, well, I can't meet the one, so I'll seek satisfaction my own way. If he had done that, he wouldn't be inspiring people 500 years after his death. Guys, when you do that, what happens is that longing in your heart, that thing you're waiting for, not only might you miss it, but what you miss, what you end up missing, what you end up forgetting is your own heart. You end up losing who you are. Don't let your heart fall asleep if you find yourself waiting for a long time on the plan of God. Don't kill the life of God inside of you by abandoning his plan, even if it hurts. I've seen this happen in marriages too, where they're working through certain issues in their marriage and they abandon the plan of God, where things are rough in the marriage and a guy starts flirting with girls at work because, well, I gotta satisfy my heart in some way. No. You have to trust that God is the ultimate satisfaction of your heart. Amen? So that's one. Don't abandon the plan of God while you're waiting for him to act in your life. Number two is to keep living. Look, Blessed Sebastian could have gotten disheartened. He knew what he was made for. He was made for this vocation, this love, this life. He could have just sat on his hands and said, well, it's not panning out, so I'm just going to despair. I mean, my life's not going anywhere. Who am I? What's all this for? I have this longing. It's not pouring out in any particular direction. He kept living his life. He pushed back the dark thoughts. He pushed back the despairing thoughts, which I'm sure he had to deal with. And he just kicked butt at what was in front of him. Guys, I don't care if you get married or not. I don't care if all your dreams are realized as you think or not. No matter what your state in life, this is a great tragedy. I think it was John Lennon that said this. He said, life is what happens while you're making plans. Life is what happens to so many people while they're waiting for life to happen. Does that make sense? Stop waiting for something in the future that, now I've arrived. That's my life. Because I got news for you. You could meet the one. And then, then you think, I have to get that career. And then I have to have the kid. And then I have to have the grandkid. Then I'm there. Dude, you're never there if that's how you think about life. You're there right now. You know what I'm saying? Start living. Be focused on the moment. The greatest gift God gives you is the present. See what I did there? That's what this guy did. That's why he became a man of greatness right where he was. So one, don't abandon the plan of God. Two, don't stop living. And don't let despairing thoughts that like, Lord, I'm waiting so long on you and it's just not happening. Don't let those eat the life that he's given you right now, because you'll miss it. And then finally, number three, keep praying. Keep hope alive. Keep your heart alive. Don't let your spirit fall asleep because you feel abandoned by God. I know that Blessed Sebastian kept praying, but this is what Jesus advises us to do as well. I love this gospel reading. He shared the story of the persistent widow. The persistent widow was this woman who was trying to get a case settled by a judge. And this judge was just an awful guy. He was awful by his own admission. This is actually kind of comical that Jesus tells this story about how this widow kept bugging and bugging this judge, and he wouldn't render any settlement in her case. And this judge says about himself, while it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, in other words, while it is true that I am a total jerk, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me. And then Jesus makes the connection and says, how much more will your loving Heavenly Father hear and answer your prayer? And I got to throw this in there, guys. He's encouraging you. Keep asking, keep longing, keep dreaming. Your dreams are sacred. They're yours for a reason. But here's the caveat. The dream might not be yours because God wants it to pan out exactly as you envision it panning out. Because the reality is, it might not pan out as you are planning. But, and this is a big but, as you pursue the dream he put in your heart, his dream for who you are pans out. You follow me there? As you go for your dream, even if it's not panning out as you want it to exactly, you become who he wants you to become along the way. And I know, Blessed Sebastian, half the reason he might have built those great roads is because he was envisioning his life as a dad and a father and trying to build stability in his life. It didn't happen as he wanted, when he wanted, in the way he wanted. He ended up living spiritual fatherhood as a Franciscan. But he did what God, he stumbled into what God had in mind for him all along. So one, don't abandon the plan of God and his will for your life and the law of God as you wait for him to fulfill your heart's desire. Two, don't give in to despairing thoughts. Keep living. And three, keep praying. Keep hope alive. Keep your dreams alive. Blessed Sebastian, pray for us. Pray for us when we're in a rush and God is not. Okay, I'm going to show you the body of this incorruptible saint. Try to do this as reverently as possible, but I really want you to see it. Sebastian.